Welcome back to Musical Epics with Shari. I am your host, Sharon Bodua Bodu. You can call me Shari if you love what I do. Today, I'm bringing to you the very last episode of Musical Epics with Shari for the year 2021. We are wrapping up the year, and it's unfortunate I wasn't able to bring you the main episode for December. In my last episode, I talked about gratitude and how we need to express gratitude to God in other people. And as I was putting together the main episode, I realized that there's so much more that I can do with that particular song, but I had so little time. So I have decided to bring you the discussion for that song later and just wrap up the year since 2021 is ending in a few hours. However, since the theme episode was about gratitude, I have decided to show my gratitude concerning how far this podcast has come. God has been gracious to me and blown my mind in every aspect of my life, especially with this podcast. When I think about how this whole thing started and where it is right now, and the things that I've been able to learn about myself that I would probably not know if not for this podcast, and the number of people that this podcast has reached and impacted, my mind is blown. So in the spirit of expressing gratitude, I would like to share a little bit of my story with you guys as a way to wrap up the year. So I started preparing to start this podcast in 2020. Schools had been shut down at that time, and so had everything else that I was involved in because of the pandemic. So I had a lot of time on my hand, and having a lot of time means plenty of time to just sit with yourself, be with yourself alone. And for me, naturally, I'm a doer. I'm always doing something or working on something. So I don't do well in spaces where I don't have anything to do. So during this time, with all the free time that I had on my hand, I started to think about how everything that I was involved in was controlled by someone else. And so when they said to shut down, I had no choice but to obey. And now I have nothing to do. So I started thinking about something that I can do, that I can control. So I started with things that I'm naturally good at and things that I liked. I'm naturally good at speaking. I've been doing it since junior high school, and I love music. So what can I do with these two? Because mind you, whatever I decided to do, it had to be something that I actually enjoyed doing. So again, I remembered a friend told me about podcasts and how when I listened to one, my first thoughts were, oh, this is something that I can do. And so that is how the idea of starting the podcast came about. I found things that I loved. I found the need to do something. I found things that I loved to do, and I looked for something that I could actually do, and that was how it was started. I remember when I started, I wanted a microphone so bad, but I could not afford one. But I listened to Pastor Michael talk about the fact that all you have is all you need. So I was like, you know what? I'm going to use my old raggedy phone to record. And I did. I was also very worried about all the noise in my neighborhood and how it would interrupt my recording. So I followed a YouTube video to create my very own acoustic box with a regular box, a piece of carpet, and egg crates. I still have the box till now. So I'll put my phone in the box and record, and that was how I recorded my first episode. It was so fun to do. I enjoyed creating, and I was so proud of myself. I remember watching a ton of videos about how to use Canva to create my flyers, and I created so many of them before I got the one that I actually wanted. Not only was it fun, but it allowed me to see the creative side of me that I really didn't think I had. And most importantly, God saw me, and He saw how I was using the seemingly small and insignificant things that He has given me to do exactly what He had placed on my heart to do. He saw my acts of faith, and then He came through for me. After I released my first episode, my cousin bought me a set of microphones with a stand, a headphone, everything. And I kept getting ideas on how to make this better, and now here I am. The podcast is a year and some months old, and over time I have released 16 episodes. So the year 2021, I released 12 episodes with themes like our debut, relationships, life updates, guilty as charged, relationships part 2, and the very last one, gratitude. All of these episodes did very well. The least number of plays that I got excluded in December is 20, and the highest is 67, which to me is pretty dope. I cannot believe that I'm able to produce content and 67 people will spend their time to engage with it. Little old me? What? This is incredible because it really hasn't been easy. I remember when I released my first episode, I had around 80 people listening that same day, and I thought that's how it was going to be. I thought because I knew a number of people, that would automatically translate into podcast episode listens. It didn't. As time went on, the listenership kept declining, and sometimes it's very discouraging, not necessarily because of the work that I had to put in, because I actually enjoy putting in the work, but because I knew I had something to say, and I knew what I had to say could help somebody, so I needed that person to listen. I was looking for support from people who couldn't give it, and that sometimes made me very, very sad. But in the midst of all of that, there were some people who showed constant support and continue to do same and to do that same thing till date. It is incredible to see how it happened, and I am so grateful to all of you for continuing to support me and my dreams and showing up for me every time. I have people who would repost, be the first to listen, share, comment, and to all those people, y'all know who you are. Thank you so much. You have no idea how encouraging your support is. Y'all are part of my life journey, and I'm happy to be blessed with people like you. I'm putting together a little something to show my appreciation to you all, but until then, know that y'all mean so much to me, and I couldn't thank you enough. This year, I took a lot of breaks because the year was a little much. Whenever I have to prepare for a new episode, I had to go through an actual emotional and mental battle. The worry about what to say, and then if I find something to say, I worry if it's gonna make sense at all, and if you guys would relate to it or it would impact anyone at all. The time that I had to spend writing a script, because I need to know what I have to say beforehand and make sure everything is coherent. If I try to do an episode without a script, I'm pretty sure my head will go blank at a point. This struggle will go on for a while before I'll be able to break out of it. I think my biggest struggle would be having to talk about the very things that I was struggling with. I was like so scared, and I felt so vulnerable, but it also made me feel free and broke off the expectations to live a perfect life. More importantly, it gave other people permission to do same. Another struggle is the fact that Ghana is not really developed in podcast business, so there is literally little to no avenue to learn and no opportunities at all. Everything you learn from YouTube is tailor-made for the US or Canada or UK. So how to apply it to Ghana, a country where most people do not even know what podcast is very, very hard. But I am just so glad that through it all, God remained faithful and He has carried us through another year. It probably didn't look as we would have wanted it to look, but His plans are so much better than ours, and He remains faithful to His promises. And as long as we are still here, we will be all right. I'm still in the process of drawing up my vision and goals for 2022, and I know it's going to be a good year. Not because nothing bad is ever going to happen or everything will go my way. I don't even know that. I don't even know what's in store for me, and neither do you. But we have hope because we have Jesus Christ. We have God on our side. And he knows the end from the beginning. And that's where our confidence is. We don't necessarily trust 2022 or the government or our parents or our jobs. I trust is in the one who knows everything, oversees everything and supersedes everything. I'm not really sure if anything significant is going to change on the podcast. I might just come up with ideas to make it better. What I'm actually working on is getting other people on the podcast so that there can be varied ideas. Location and the fact that I live in my parents' house is my biggest challenge. Also, the fact that I record at midnight because my neighborhood is just so noisy. I don't know if people would be willing to sacrifice their sleep to record with me, but I'm still working on it and I'll give it a try. So if you are listening to this and you would love to be on my podcast, please, please, please let me know. I would love to have you. If I'm being totally honest with you guys, I don't really know how to close out a year. Maybe it's because where I come from, nothing really happens during this time of year. So it literally feels like just another day, which is technically true. I know some people like take themselves out, change their hair, change their room or their apartment, buy a new journal. Maybe I'll do that. And so many other things to close out the year. I don't really do any of those things except take snaps with the new year filter. But what I'm trying to say is that whatever you have to do to make sure that this year ends on a good note for you, do it. You deserve it. You've come way too far and you deserve nothing but the best and everything that's good. So this is me wrapping up the year 2021 the best way that I possibly can. Thank you so much for sticking with me throughout and for listening to this episode. This is going to be the final episode for 2021 and I'll be back again in 2022. So if you enjoyed this episode and you would want us to meet again in 2022, God willing, kindly subscribe to this podcast and share it with your friends. Also, do me a favor and leave a review and rating on Apple Podcasts so that the podcast can be pushed forward to reach other people. And if it's not too much trouble, kindly follow me on the interwebs so that we can be internet buddies. I'll leave all my social media handles in the description box of this episode together with my email, so you can shoot me an email if you'd like to share a thought with me or ask me a question. I will see you in 2022. Until then, be safe, be happy, be you, and have a happy new year. Bye.